Dr. Coyen, on our last podcast, we spoke about heart scans and calcium scores being 10 times more predictive of heart disease and heart attack risk than all the other risk factors combined, especially more predictive than cholesterol numbers. In that podcast, you mentioned carotid ultrasounds. This is February, Heart Month. There are a lot of ultrasound screenings being promoted as indicators of heart disease. It's getting a little confusing here. Being the research scientist that you are, what does the data say about the best screening for heart disease? Is it heart scans or is it carotid ultrasounds?
Let's dive into that. The CIMT or carotid ultrasound, whichever form you use, it's a really good measure of your vulnerability for stroke. Because that's the artery that is taking care of your brain. When something goes wrong, we have a stroke. Well, it happens either in these carotid arteries or downstream, meaning up in the head somewhere in a smaller vessel. So it's a good measure to assess risk for stroke. Now comes the question, how well does it measure risk for coronary, meaning at the heart? And that's a totally different issue because what you're measuring in the carotid and what you're measuring in the coronary arteries, there are actually different causal forces at work in those two regions. So if we want to know how much risk I have for a coronary event, heart attack, the sensible thing to do is use a measure that tells us what's going on in the coronary arteries. And that's the calcium score. The coronary calcium score. That's done with ideally with an EBT scanner.
Any heart scanner, right?
Any heart scan, right. And they're far better than a CIMT, five times better. It doesn't make a lot of sense to be going and measuring what's going on in your carotid artery if you want to know what's happening in your coronary arteries. When there's a measure available, that measure will actually tell you what's happening in your coronary arteries and your risk for heart attack.
So the takeaway from what you're saying is the carotid ultrasound is a good assessment for your stroke risk, and the heart scan is a good assessment for your risk of a heart attack or heart disease.
Yes, and here's how powerful it is. If you take the Framingham risk factors, add in a CIMT, it doubles your ability to predict a heart attack. That's interesting. However, the heart scan is five times more predictive than that combination is. Once again, why would you use something that only gives you 20% of the horsepower when you have something available that gives you 100%? Here's what's interesting. If you show significant calcification in the coronary arteries, you don't need to measure this up here. You're going to assume that you're treating calcification in the arteries wherever they are. Then sometimes people say, well, is there any appropriate use for the carotid ultrasound? And the answer is there is. It's if you have a zero score, for example, on your coronary arteries, you still might want to be checking the carotid. That doesn't make sense. Well, it does, because part of what causes a problem in the heart or in the carotid is what are called the pneumatic effects. It's the pumping is different in those places. And so you can actually have something happening here that's not happening here and vice versa. That pumping effect can produce an outcome. By the way, there is a significant difference in costs, whether you're doing a CIMT or whether you're doing a standard carotid ultrasound. You don't really need a CIMT. You just want to find out if you got plaque in the carotid arteries.
Since you brought it up, what is the difference between a standard carotid ultrasound, which is the usual basic screening that they're advertising that everybody get during the month of February? So we have the carotid ultrasound. Then we have, it sounds like, a fancier carotid ultrasound, which is the CIMT. What is the difference between the two of them?
The difference in there is that with the standard carotid ultrasound, what you're doing is trying to measure the plaque. With a CIMT, you're also measuring the thickening of the intima and media, those two layers in the carotid. And that increase in thickness can be caused by the pumping effects, not necessarily plaque. If you're really after a number that tells you about plaque on the coronaries, you're going to want to use a CAC, a coronary artery calcium scan. And if you're interested in that for the carotid, you can use a standard carotid ultrasound to see if you got plaque here.
So the simple takeaway for all of us, and the data supports this, correct?
Yep.
That carotid ultrasound, either the standard one or the CIMT, is a very good assessment for stroke risk.
Correct.
The heart scan or coronary calcium imaging is the premium screening to have for heart attack risk.
There isn't anything that even comes remotely close to it. And it's very frustrating to watch people use like a CIMT, carotid ultrasound, and say that what they're doing is finding out about your risk of a heart attack. Once again, we've said it before, you break your leg, you want to know if you broke that bone, you use an x-ray, you look right at it. Here, if you want to know whether or not you've got calcification of your coronary arteries, you use the calcium score of the heart. You don't go looking in the neck. Why use a lesser measure when you can get something that has so much power and precision to it? A lot of times we chase things that are correlated, but correlations are weak. So if there's a way of measuring it directly, why go measure correlates? It doesn't make sense. If you're building a house, you want to use a tape measure. You don't want to use something that's correlated to what makes the house stand up instead of fall down. You're actually using a square and measures, and you use good metrics. So we have that available for measuring our actual degree of heart disease, and then we can know where we stand. And then the question always is, can I do something about it? And the answer is yes, but you have to know where to go to find that answer of what can I do about it? Because it's not well known. It is not well practiced in our medical system out there.
Thank you, Dr. Coy, and thanks for being on with us again. And I can hear many more podcasts coming out of this.
There's a lot to talk about.
There certainly is. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
All righty, thanks.